The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Binyamin Honigwax, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Pei Beis. I want to say over some other achronim. I was speaking yesterday about the Maram Shik. The Maram Shik holds that if a person puts a mezuzah on both sides of his door because he's worried that he doesn't know what the halacha is, which side he's supposed to put on. He's over on Baal Tosif. So I want to say over the shittas of some other achronim about this topic. I found Rav of the Haintig achronim seem to argue in the Maram Shik. I obviously don't know what everybody says, but from what I've seen, and please nobody take anything I'm saying halacha l'maisa, because I am Amoritz in this Indian, and I'm just trying to put together a shir here. Okay, so I found in the Shalos Teshuvos Rav Pa'olim, Ben Ishchai, he says very interesting. He says he says the same halacha as Ram Shek, l'chol pachas, when you put them both on at the same time. He's actually talking about tefillin, when a person doesn't know which hand he's supposed to put on tefillin. He says if you put on tefillin at the same time, you're being over and Baal Tosif. And he explains a very interesting svari. He says, because even though in your mind you're thinking that the only reason why you're doing it is because you have a safek halacha, you have in mind that you're not doing it to be moisif on the mitzvah Torah chas v'shalom, nevertheless, says the Ben Ishchai, that you're over on Baal Tosif. Why? Because asi maisa u'moitzi v'dei machshava, the maisa you're doing, the biodayim, to put on both hands, that's moitzi v'dei machshava. So I'm not sure if the Ben Ishchai is talking about putting it on at one time. He seems to say that if you put it on one after the other, that's okay. But l'chayra, the svar that he's saying really should apply even when the person puts it on one after the other. If a ma'is is moitzim yad machshava, and he says it's not dummy to putting on two pairs of tefillin rashi min tam, because over there according to Kabbalah you're supposed to put on both hands. He says a new teretz rashi min tam, not like the Maram Shik. He says the reason why you're allowed to put on tefillin rashi and min tam is because alpi Kabbalah you're supposed to put on both pairs of tefillin of rashi min tam, but not because of the safek la'alacha. Now the Rav Pa'olim is very much mashma that one after the other you're not over on Baal Tosif, because he brings down from the shoyel suggested that you should put on one hand and then put on the other hand. So he says you can't do that because it's going to be upside down. You're not supposed to do that. And he says what you're supposed to do is to put on two separate to have taka two separate pairs to put on. So it's very clear in the Rav Pa'olim that you're not over when you put on one after the other. I'm not sure what his svar is, because his main svar was that the ma'isa of putting on is moitzi miyad machshava. So apparently the ma'isa only applies when it's nicker in the ma'isa that he's doing, that he's putting on two pairs of tefillin. So he seems to argue on the Maram Shik when you're doing it one after the other, but he agrees with him when you do it at the same time. The Chalkas Yankiv argues on the Maram Shik in all cases, and he says that it's not a raya from putting it on five corners of the Beged, because when you put it on five corners of the Beged, according to some Paiskim, even if you wouldn't put it on the Kanfis Hamaruch Chakas, if you wouldn't put it on the four corners which are the furthest from each other, you would put it on four of the corners which are closer to each other, nevertheless, you're yoytze b'di'eved, so since you could be yoytze on that corner, so memela, if you put it on five of them, you're over on Baal Tosif, because theoretically, any four that you put it on, you'll be yoytze b'di'eved. I saw others bring down the svara, but they say, l'maisa is machalik zapaiskim, whether or not you're yoytze b'di'eved, so therefore, you can't say that the pshat and the halacha, that if you put on five corners, you're over Baal Tosif, is because you would be yoytze b'di'eved on any of the five corners. Another svar he says, maybe it's talking about that the five corners are equidistant. It's a perfect pentagon, this talus. And therefore the halacha would be that we don't have achron which corner to put on, and therefore any of the five corners is okay. So any of the five corners is considered the main place. But the Chalkas Yankov says, in the case of the Maram Shik, where we have a suffix, which one of the mezuzahs to put the mezuzah on, So now, if the halacha is you're supposed to put on the right, then the left one is nothing. It's command alessa. If the halacha is on the left, the right one's command alessa. So what's really the difference between what the Maram Shik says, that in Rashi and Tam, it's okay. Why? Because one of them is not tefillin. So what's the difference if you're using something which is not tefillin, or you're putting the tefillin on the wrong place? You're putting it you put tefillin on your neck, right? So you're not going to be over and bal tois if you didn't do anything. That's the Chalkas Yankas Tain. If you put it on the wrong place, it's as though you're putting on something which is not tefillin. It shouldn't be any different. Maram Shik apparently understands that there's something called a cheftz of tefillin, a cheftz of the mitzvah, and if you put it on the wrong place, you're being over bal tois. But if you put it on Rabbi Natam, if the halacha is like Rashi, so then that's not a cheftz of the tefillin at all. That seems to be the svara of Maram Shik. I saw a very interesting svara in the Minchas Yitzchak, a fascinating new svara. Why the halacha should be that if you put on five kanfis, you're over in bal taisiv, but if you put on two mezuzahs, you should not be over in bal taisiv. He's also trying to argue in the Maram Shik. He says a very interesting svar. He says, l'maizis machloikas tanoim, whether the four tzitzios that a person puts on are one mitzvah or four mitzvahs. In other words, they mak of each other. Nafkamina is l'gabi Shabbos. If one of them falls off, are you allowed to continue walking with the beged? Because the three that are left are considered a mice of a mitzvah, or not. Or the mitzvah is to put on four, and if you put on three, you're not makayim any mitzvah at all. Another nafkamina the Gemara says is that according to Rishmal, who holds that there are five mitzvahs, so then the halacha is that a beggar with five kanafos, you would have to put five tzitzios on them. Says the Minchas Yitzchak, very interesting. If the Torah says one mitzvah, and a person does a maisa which shows that he believes that there are five mitzvahs, yeah, or four mitzvahs, that is bal toisiv. If you're doing it menas safik, that's not bal toisiv. If you put tzitzis on the wrong place, that's not bal toisiv, right? But if you show with a maisa that you believe that there's an extra mitzvah, even if that thing kafiyamis is not a mitzvah at all, let's say he brings down a Rambam. The Rambam says that if a person believes that Basar Oif is Asr Medur Aisa, he's Oif and Bal Toysef. So, you see, that Bal Toysef is not limited to doing an extra Maisa of a mitzvah. It's also telling a person's belief. If a person is showing that he believes that there's another mitzvah in the Torah, that Hashem was never mitzvah to do that mitzvah, so he's Oif and Bal Toysef because of that itself. So he says like this, of course if you put a mezuzah on the wrong doorpost, on both doorposts, even, and one of them is wrong, then you're not over bal taisif. Why? Because you put a mezuzah on your couch. You didn't do anything. There's no ma'isah of a mitzvah at all. If a person puts tzitzis on five corners of a baged, so we're gonna say like this, it's not the pshat that the person is putting tzitzis on his blanket. Which, okay, I'm not gonna get involved in blankets now. But somebody who sleeps all day might have to put tzitzis on his blanket. Whatever it is, Lamaisa, that's not what he's doing. What he's doing is, he's showing that he accepts the shita of Rabbi Shmuel, who holds that all four tzitzios are each one's a mitzvah of niatzma. Kol chad v'chad is a mitzvah of niatzma. Because why? Because according to Rabbi Shmuel, Yitak is supposed to put tzitzis on the five corners. So we're not going to say that the fifth tzitzis, which he put on the wrong corner, is nothing. No! He's showing that he holds like Rabbi Shmuel, that there are extra mitzvahs in the Torah. So if he's showing with his maisa that he believes that there's extra mitzvahs in the Torah, that is the reason why he's over bal taisif. Not because he puts tzitzis on somewhere else, which is not the makam, and he'll bring a riot to Maram Shik, that that's also bal taisif. No! The reason he's over bal taisif is because he's showing there is a sheet in the Tanam who holds you have to put on five because there are five separate mitzvahs. Each kanaf is a separate mitzvah. So when the person puts on five, he's showing that he accepted more mitzvahs than what the Eibishter was mitzavim. That's a beautiful new svar from the Minchas Yitzchak to explain why it's not a raya from the halacha of tzitzis, the halacha of mezuzah, and therefore there won't be a raya to the halacha of tefillin either, because tefillin are taka two separate mitzvahs. The tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel roish are taka two separate mitzvahs. If you have only one, you put on one. So lemaisa, that's the svar that he says. Besides that, I saw other achrayim also argue on the Maram Shik. I saw the Shevet Alevi says, Avada, you put it in the wrong place. Avada, you're not over. The Binyan Tzion argues on the Maram Shik. A lot of achrayim argue on the Maram Shik. It seems l'chayr, the halacha would be not like Maram Shik. Please ask your own Rav how many mezuzahs you should put on up on your doors. Okay, just joking about that. Now, I just want to say over another interesting thing. L'maisa, the Achronim, the Argon Maramshik, they don't really address, as Raya from our Gemara and Zvachim, of the Shita Serbi Yeshua. So I was wondering, how can you answer this Raya? The Minchas Yitzchak doesn't talk about it, the Chalak Zianka doesn't talk about it, they all talk about tzitzis. Maramshik L'chayr brought a very good Raya from the Shita Serbi Yeshua, that even if you're doing a Machmas Safik, you're still over on Bal Toysef. So I was thinking maybe a Svara, I don't know if this is a right Svara, but I was thinking like this, that by kachim there's an added reason why you'll be over Bal Taisav, which would not apply to tefillin or mezuzah or anything else. By mezuzah, there's no reason why I should not put on the second pair of tefillin. Let's say I have a suffix, Allah is like Rashi Rabbeinu Tam. According to Rashi, there's no reason not to do like Rabbeinu Tam. You just don't have to. If you have, let's say, two doorposts, you don't know which one's supposed to have the mezuzah on it. Right, so if you hold like the Rishonim that hold that the mezuzah is supposed to go on doorpost number one, if you put on doorpost number, there's nothing wrong with putting on doorpost number two. It's just that you don't have to. There's no point. So, Mamela, you could say that if the only reason why I'm doing it is because I have a suffix, what the halacha is, so I'm not over Baal Taisif. Because even according to the other shita, I didn't do anything wrong. However, when it comes to a carbon, the halacha is l'mais. If it's matana achas, I do matana achas. Now, what am I supposed to do next? I'm supposed to take all the leftover dam and spill it on the side of the mizbeach. So, as far as the carbon of matana achas is concerned, I'm not allowed to go ahead and do an extra matana on a corner of the mizbeach. And I don't want to do another corner of the mizbeach, stamazai, right? I'm not allowed to do that. If all of the dam was a dam of the carbon matana achas, if all of it was a dam, bechor, meiser, oil, whatever it is, and I want to do, let's say I'm supposed to do matana achas, I'm supposed to do shayim shayim arba, now I want to do another matana. Am I allowed to do that? No, the halachas of Adi, not allowed to do that. You can't do another matana because you're supposed to take all the dam and spill it on the aside. So now, when the person does another matana because he's worried that maybe it's another carbon, but he's taking dam from the carbon of the matana achas, and he's doing a matana which he's not allowed to do with that dam. So therefore, it could be that the fact that he's not allowed to do it shows that he's making a new mitzvah with this dam that he's not supposed to do, and that itself will make that he's over Baal Taisif.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.